Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for Generation Next. News, views and opinions from the queer youth of today. The Generation Next podcast is presented to you with thanks to Joy sponsor, Equal Play.
I'm Jason Ball.
And I'm Gus Johnston.
Sport has been a massive part of our lives.
But for all the highs, sport can also be complex and at times pretty tough for those in the GLBTI community.
The Equal Play study is an opportunity to change all this. We're calling on people aged 14 to 23 who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse to share their experiences in sport and PE. Participate now at facebook.com/equalplay.
It's past seven. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight you are joined by Dil, Vic and Em.
Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lovely. And feel free to join the conversation at any point throughout tonight's show by sending us a message on 0427-JOY-949, or you can call front desk on 1300-JOY-949, or if you're something a little bit longer you want to say, send us an email on onair@joy.org.au.
Cool.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. Especially M, because what's today? I believe today's a quite important day in her calendar.
It is. So today marks my year anniversary of being at Joy and being on this show.
Hooray! Yay! Clap, clap.
That was me, like, popping
the smoothie bottle.
Yeah. No, I was going to say one of those, like, you know those party popper things all the streamers come out?
Oh, I love those. Yeah. I always actually think they're going to, like reject me and just explode on me.
Well, I hate it when you try and pop them and they don't pop and you're just like, oh.
Guys, like, they're not that hard. You're just playing the string.
Well, maybe we're reading too
they
much
really
into it.
They should really put an age thing on that. Like, maybe don't use after 23. Because yeah. I'm 23 and I really don't think I should be using them.
Wow.
I know. Okay. I'm incompetent. I know. You wouldn't see. Like,
you wouldn't you look very competent. I would not know that you are a party popper failure.
Is that the term?
PPF.
Damn.
PPF. Yep. Well, tonight, Ed from The Popportunity will be dropping by to give us an update on all things pop culture. And a little bit later on, Lachlan Slade from The Way Out will also be making an appearance talking about life in the country for LGBTIQ.
Cool. Looking forward to that interview. Both those interviews.
Yeah, it should be a pretty pretty exciting show. And if you are out in the in a rural environment and you'd like to have any questions maybe for Lockie, think about it. Hold on to those because he'll be coming up at about 7:15. So that should be pretty fun.
What would they do out there in the country? What do you do?
What do you mean? What do you do?
I know that they're built up towns and there's like places to go to, but like, doesn't everything shut at like, you know, 6 o'clock?
Well, do you know what?
I just think maybe they don't go to the shops at night.
And that was.
What? Well, and then I don't know, watch TV, play sports.
What do you? Just don't see it happening.
Connect with people.
Yeah. Maybe they do barn dancing.
Barn raisings.
What's a barn raising?
It's an Amish cultural tradition thing. They build it together and then they bring it to life.
They raise it.
They raise it.
That's right. Isn't it like a yearly thing from my...
Any Amish people, feel free to text in. Yeah.
Any of you...
If you are allowed to listen to the radio, please.
I'd just like to mention something. Young leaders are standing up for human rights with zero tolerance to racism and inequality. The third annual Rights at the Roundtable Youth Forum will be taking place on Saturday the 8th of December at Hammer Hall.
That's this Saturday.
That is.
Mm.
And
Free.
It is free.
Yeah. So if you are interested, you should go. But Dil, I think you're going to tell us a bit more about what it's about.
Oh, would you like to?
No, you can. Oh. Please, I just interrupted you. Please go ahead.
Look, the main topics I'll be talking about is racial profiling and a diverse casting on television. There's a lack of diversity on our TV screen. So 55% of Australian content that is not inclusive of 44% of Australians that are born overseas or have parents.
Too many white people.
Yeah,
too white many. White middle class people.
Yep. I agree.
Yep.
Hmm. And look, equality of religious beliefs in public schools. Should we learn from the English model? That's one of the topics that I'll be talking about this Saturday.
Interesting. Can I tell you one that I thought that was really interesting? So they're talking a lot about education as well. Apparently, there was a survey done recently, and 81% of students want to learn more about our Indigenous culture. Yet a recent survey has shown that only 5% of Victorian teachers feel comfortable in talking about it.
So that's really interesting.
Yeah, that's a huge discrepancy. 81% wanting to know, 5% of teachers feeling comfortable. So that's another thing they're going to be talking about.
Yeah, well, if anyone is interested, the Roundtable Youth Forum are calling to action the young people of Melbourne to get involved and have your say. So this event is on 1 till 3pm this Saturday, December the 8th, at the Hammer Hall Stalls Foyer off St Kilda Road. And like Em was saying, it is a free event. And if you'd like to join, go onto Facebook and search Rights at the Roundtable. And there should be some pretty cool stuff.
The fact that it's free, I mean, there's the key right there. That's the seller. That is the seller point.
Yeah, definitely. But they're also, you know, they're talking about really
important, good stuff.
Yeah.
Informative.
And interesting stuff too, like, you know,
I wouldn't have pictured the fact that people wanted to learn more about the Indigenous culture.
Yeah.
So that was a good
deal. And also talking about TV, like, you know, got that pop culture element in it. I think it's quite cool.
I think it's really interesting. Look, we've got more Generation X coming up right up to this. The playlist tonight has been created by Ed. So
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Here's Freedom by Nicki Minaj. You are listening to Generation Next.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
The fresh sounds of Joy 94.9.
Generation Next, 7:15. You're joined tonight by Del, Vic and Em.
Hello.
And we've been lucky enough to be joined by Lachlan from Way Out. Now, Way Out is a program of the Cobourg Community Health Services and is a partner of HAY, which is HAY Cool. That's a new word I made up. Healthy Equal Youth Partnership. Lachlan Slade, thanks so much for coming in.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Oh, we love you. We love to talk about this because we'd like to know what it's like, I guess, being a part of the queer community in the country. And how long have you been a part of Way Out?
I've been a part of Way Out, I suppose, a little bit after it got rebooted, as I suppose, as one of the HAY Project partners. Around about June, we started up, I suppose, really starting to deliver services again throughout rural Victoria. And Mez, who's my colleague, the two of us have been going since then, and Erin, who's our coordinator, has been going since around about February.
So what kind of services do Way Out run?
As far as services go, we're here to be a suicide prevention sort of program. So the way that we do that is we get really creative and we want to know from young people what they want to, I suppose, make a more inclusive and more, more welcoming and more safe community for them to be in. So we do a lot of creative things like our Out There Rural Youth Council, which is a bit of a leadership group of different, groups around rural Victoria. We get together quite regularly and discuss some things that we might want to do on a statewide level. So, you know, while different groups might have their own little activities that they might do to challenge homophobia or transphobia, we also like to do that on a statewide level as well. There's been some really great initiatives that are in the pipeworks at the moment and a lot of great energy that's coming out of that group. Another really important way that we, aim to support communities is we've got a bit of a focus on the Macedon Ranges, and we're helping to support a lot of Queer Straight Alliances in high schools. So we've got some great links with Gisborne Secondary and Kyneton Secondary College at the moment, and they've got some really active, very exciting Queer Straight Alliances that are aiming to challenge homophobia, to really get a greater sense of community within their own schools. So there's just a couple of the ways that we're doing it at the moment.
Well, cool.
You are way out. You know, you just said that you work with communities and schools. Like, how do you facilitate these sessions in the community? And how would someone, I guess, in the school environment, how could they organise Way Out to come in and facilitate one of these training sessions with the issues facing the LGBTI youth?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I suppose how you get onto Way Out, there's a number of ways. Because we're working with young people and because some of us are young or young at heart, we're all over a heap of different social media sites. So we've got a Facebook group, a Facebook page. We're on Twitter. We're also on Pinterest and Instagram. So, you know, you can certainly make contact with any of us through those pages. And, you know, I suppose, yeah, to get in touch with us there. If not, you can visit the Way Out website and there's contact details on there. So I suppose as far as how we deal, you know, how we establish queer spread alliances or different social groups in schools or communities, it depends an awful lot on where the school is at or where the community is at. And different schools, different people within schools or communities will be at different places in every community that we've dealt with. Mm-hmm. In Castlemaine, for instance, we're helping to support a group called DICASA, which is a queer straight alliance that's it's started off as a school group, and there's been a few close friends who've been part of it, and there's been different people coming in and out of the group as well to help DICASA grow, and it's now a group that's actually in the community and, you know, looking to get more community members a part of it as well.
That's great. And, so things start at school and move right up into the community and a broader level.
Absolutely.
Cool. What would you say are some of the more challenging or difficult aspects of supporting same-sex attracted youth in a rural environment?
Well, I think probably the biggest one would be the tyranny of distance that, you know, quite often there's such small and isolated communities where, you know, I suppose finding people who are out or finding people who are, you know, that you can actually talk to can be a little bit more difficult sometimes. Mm. But we're actually finding that, I suppose, that challenge isn't nearly as big as A, it would seem, and B, that it used to be. You know, there are lots of, I suppose, really supportive and really, you know, helpful people in communities, and they come from so many different corners of the communities as well. And I think one thing that does often get forgotten in rural communities is the ability for a community to rally around its community members. That being said, there still are some, I suppose, social isolation that are, you know, much more prevalent than they are in city areas as well. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, I suppose, Way Out is working with a heap of different communities around Victoria. We just made a trip up to Wodonga from Wood End, which for those who aren't so good with geography, is around about a 4-hour trip there and a 4-hour trip back. So, you know, it's even a challenge for us. You know, doing, you know, trips around the countryside and all that. But we find that, you know, in small communities and communities that are isolated, the enthusiasm and the passion is still there and the possibility of getting a really good and supportive group is still there.
Yeah. Wow. So what events are coming up for the Way Out team over the summer break?
Yeah, well, we've been having a look at the summer break and know that a lot of young people are going to be, I suppose, on school holidays and that sort of thing. So we're going to be having some barbecues around the Macedon Ranges area, which is where we're based.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be a free barbecue, of course. So there'll be one in Conton, one in Gisborne, and one in Wood End. And if you're wanting more details about that, they're on our Facebook page as well. And, yeah, it's a great opportunity for, you know, young people to meet other, you know, people in their community, and particularly in the Macedon Range, it's really hard to actually meet other people because it's, I suppose, there's a heap of different towns of, you know, around about 5,000 to 10,000 in each town. It's hard to get to know other people sometimes, so we're giving that opportunity for different people to meet each other.
Awesome. So would you be able to then just tell us once more, just because we're going to have to wind up, but if you could tell us again the website that people should go to find out more info, and the Facebook page and things like that?
Absolutely. Our website is wayout.org.au. On Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/wayoutproject. Twitter, we're at wayoutproject, and we're wayoutvictoria on Pinterest and Instagram.
Awesome. So we'll link to some of that from our own social media pages too, so anyone listening can also find how to get there from our page too. Thank you so much for telling us about Way Out.
No problem.
That sounds really great, really exciting. Hopefully people listening regionally can get involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
We have Gay School and Ed from the Popportunity coming up right after this.
You are listening to a Joy 94.9 podcast for Generation Next. News, views and opinions from the queer youth of today. The Generation Next podcast is presented to you with thanks to Joy sponsor Equal Play.
I'm Jason Ball.
And I'm Gus Johnston.
Sport has been a massive part of our lives.
But for all the highs, sport can also be complex and at times pretty tough for those in the GLBTI community.
The Equal Play Study is an opportunity to change all this. We're calling on people aged 14 to 23 who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse to share their experiences in sport and PE. Participate now at facebook.com/equalplay.
Generation Next. Love it.
It's 7:30. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9 with Dil, M and Vic. A couple of messages from guys emailing in. Mum and I say hello. It's my favourite show. Love you guys. Hannah.
Oh,
thanks, Hannah.
Thanks, Hannah. We love you too.
And a little bit of international love. Hi, Dil, Em and Vic. Is there any more news regarding the podcast? Thanks and queer love, Michael California.
Oh, P.S. Love listening to you all the way from my iPhone, all the way from the States. That's awesome.
We love you. We love you especially because you're listening from a long, long way away.
Yeah. Well, there is an update with the podcast. There has finally, they are coming in very slowly. Hopefully we'll be up to date by the weekend. So,
what time is it over there? Can you please let me know?
Yeah, Michael, what time is it over in the States? Send us a message. You already know how, through the Joy app.
Now we got Ed from the Popportunity. I'm excited.
Hello, excited.
Guys. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Thanks for having me in again.
Yeah, great was better.
We love you.
I always feel at home here. And I come on and I say nasty things about celebrities and you usher me out.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's good to be
it's
here.
It's one of my favourite hobbies. Ushering you out, that is.
Thanks for that. Now, should I segue into the music world?
Yeah, why not?
Awesome. Actually, celebrities have been a bit crazy recently, but I'll get onto that a bit later. It's a mixed bag for Rihanna at the moment. She's just had her 12th number one hit with Diamonds, which is written by Australia's Sia, as we know. We premiered that on Generation X a month or two ago.
I just love Sia. Sia Furler.
Oh, she's amazing.
Amazing.
And it's taken her 7 albums, but she's finally just got her first US number one album, that Rihanna, that is.
What?
Which isn't bad for someone who actually can't sing live. Have you seen a Rihanna performance?
Yes.
She doesn't sing.
I saw her last year. I was pretty high up there, like with all the younger kids standing up dancing. But no, I don't think she was a good performer.
She's not. She still made you feel like you're the only girl in the world, did she?
No, not even.
No.
I make myself feel like I'm the only girl in the world that matters.
Wow. Did you guys hear what Rihanna did to promote her last album?
No.
Oh, she had this world tour, and it was called the 777 Tour. And it was 7 countries in 7 days, all these journalists and fans, and she went on a plane around the world with them. And it was a bit of a disaster.
It sounds like a really cool idea.
It does, but it was just executed really badly. There were long delays, fans were ignored. There was an Aussie journalist who did a nudie run. So this is why it's good to be a Generation X, because the fans aren't ignored. There's no delays, and I'm not doing a nudie run. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see that. Now, One Direction have released a scent. They're releasing a cologne. What do you guys
think?
I
actually saw, I don't know if it was Girlfriend or Dolly or one of those magazines. They each had a magazine that profiled one of the One Direction band members and had a whole magazine devoted to them and what they
did. And did you find it annoying that you had to buy 5 issues to collect all your favorite One Direction members?
Yes, I did. But I was amazed. What a media enormous monster behind those guys.
What do you think their scent's going to smell like? I mean, the teenage boys can, B.O., Lynx. Can I say Lynx? Yeah.
That's definitely the scent of the teen. I know that when I was a teenager, I used to just drown myself in it.
It was back. It's economical. That's why.
Yeah.
Back then, no one really bought you perfume. And if someone did, it was usually like your mom or your grandma.
Yeah.
And let's face it, they'll probably bought from like the pharmacy. I swear, probably. It used to happen.
Well, Nicki Minaj has actually got a cologne as or a perfume as well. And you actually have to take off her awful pink wig to smell it. It is, I wish the listeners out there could see this. It
what
is
do you
awful.
Mean? It is in like the top of the perfume
yeah,
bottle.
It looks
is
like
the
it,
wig.
It's been made to look like her.
Is it like a plastic wig or is it
hair?
It is.
The whole thing's plastic. Uh-huh. And it's just the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Wow.
Yeah. But I can't believe One Direction are going to have a scent. Almost as much as I can't believe they're going to have to buy it for all my friends this Christmas.
Musicians should really stick to singing.
Yeah. I think so as well.
I don't think I've ever smelled a musician, like an artist who's brought out perfume. I've never really thought that it was anything exciting.
Agree. I actually, like, one of Kylie's was quite nice. But, yeah.
Does anyone know what that was? No.
It does.
I'm wearing it right now. Now, this is genuinely crazy. Keisha is making jewelry out of human teeth from her fans. Can you guys please explain your thoughts on this?
Yeah, that's really gross. But didn't she, she asked her fans to send in teeth?
She asked them. She tweeted. I tweeted about it. I said, give me your teeth if you have any extras because I want to make a headdress out of it. I've gotten so many now that I've made it like necklaces and earrings and a headdress and a bra.
Didn't she say she had a lot of spares?
She has a bra out of teeth?
She is crazy.
Oh, my God.
That ties in. Didn't she ask for that during Animal or Cannibal?
Did she?
One of them?
I don't know.
I don't know. M's ruined.
M's lost her mind.
Hang on
I'm
a second.
I'm just imagining a teeth bra. So weird.
Wouldn't that be sharp? Like, I mean, that'd cause some bodily harm.
Prickly.
Gross.
And not the good bodily harm kind that usually come from teeth.
I just heard that actually just before I came in that Shakira is being sued by her ex for $100 million, claiming his dance moves and marketing savvy was behind a lot of her fortune. Now, I've had some bad breakups, but $100 million, bitch, please. Like, that is... That's pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
$100 million.
For dance moves.
Have you guys
ever start selling my dance moves? Is lucky that my breasts are small.
Small and humble.
Small and humble, yeah, so you don't confuse them with mountains.
Any bad breakup stories for us, Em? Anything
Nothing that's
horrible?
Worth that much money.
I once had an ex ask me for my housemate's number.
Oh. Ouch.
I felt like a 2-for-1 deal at Domino's. It was not it was not special.
That's
that actually
horrible.
Happened as well. I know. Terrible.
Oh my God. What like a blow to the self-esteem?
Wasn't great.
No,
that's really horrible, Ed.
No.
Did you give him the number?
No, I didn't.
No,
okay. They later organised it on social media, so that's fine. Good luck to them. I'll be at their wedding next weekend anyway, so that's fine. now, I want to actually discuss with you guys a song, a very special song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know Macklemore?
Do we?
We do.
Yes. It's currently number one in the country with his hit Thrift Shop.
Oh, yes, I know Thrift Shop.
Yeah, very cool, right?
I like that song. Yeah.
It's very clever. Well, he's just released another song, which looks like it's going to be a hit as well. And it's actually a hip-hop sort of ode to same-sex love. And I think it's amazing because, you know, rapping and homophobia are, you know, generally one and the same. So
I
think this is really exciting. No, he's not.
Right.
And he's actually made no sort of – he hasn't come out in the media and said anything along the lines of, like, I am or I am not. He doesn't really care.
Sure.
But, yeah, no, it's really exciting. Like, and I think the lyrics are absolutely amazing. We're going to play the song tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. We've got it right here. This song is called Same Love by Macklemore.
Please listen to the lyrics, everyone. They're beautiful.
And, let us know what you think. Send us a message, 0427-JOY949, or give Front Desk a call on 1300-JOY949, or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Here's Same Love by Macklemore. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy94.9.au.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. It is 16 minutes to 8. You're listening to Generation Next with Dil, Vic and Em. And before the break, we were just speaking with Ed from the Popportunity. And I believe, Ed, that you've got a couple more things you'd like to tell us about that's happening in pop culture.
I do indeed. But I did see a few heads bopping during that song. What did you think? Same Love?
Awesome song.
I liked it. It's really different to Thrift.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
How do you say it?
I guess, like, you know, Thrift Shop is so funny and he says nasty things about celebrities and then
And it's quite upbeat, whereas this is a lot more kind of soulful.
Well, we did get a couple of messages in. We have Muhammad here. Loved this amazing song. Whoa, almost made me cry. Big love and peace to all fellow GLBTIQ community. And Sarah from Noble Park, Australia. Hello, Joy. I love this song.
Oh, great. Good one. Good
Am choice. I invited back? Is that,
yeah, definitely.
Is that my ticket? Awesome.
Hey, if anyone else wants to give us any feedback, feel free to, you can send us an email on air@joy.org.au or SMS us 0427JOY949 and let us know what you think about that song or anything that Ed has got to say.
I've got one more piece of reality television news.
Yeah,
do share.
Now, you know, or you may or may not know, that Keith Urban has gone over to do American Idol, so he's left The Voice, mm-hmm. and in his place, Ricky Martin is going to be coming on. Do you guys remember Ricky Martin?
Hell yeah.
I think that's how I knew I was gay.
I think that's how Ricky Martin knew he was gay. But yeah, like a lot of the younger listeners out there probably don't remember or were too young for the experience, but it was something else. Like he was the Elvis of the late 90s.
Yeah.
He was hot.
Yeah.
He still is a
sexy, sexy.
Now he's a hot gay dad. He came out a couple of years ago and.
Yep.
He's a DILF.
He's,
you could actually call him Puppy.
Yeah, you can.
Because he's
hey, Puppy.
Latino.
Oh, wow.
We like.
Thanks, Vic.
I love it. Yes, yeah, so that's pretty exciting. So big celebrities.
Cool. And when does that start up?
I actually don't know for certain. I think it's probably pretty soon. Right. The last season's wrapped up a while ago, and, you know, Carice Eden's gone off and done big things, and it's very exciting.
Has she?
I was really into that.
Has she really?
I think so.
Where do these idols, voice people win? I don't know. Where do they go?
Well, Carice had a rather successful album. She had 4 out of the top 5 singles at once.
Really?
Yeah, it was a record.
Simultaneously?
At the same time, yeah.
That's only happened with the Beatles.
It's true, yeah.
That's the only time that has happened with the Beatles.
One-upping
me, the little facts here. I'm getting a little bit uncomfortable on this.
What songs? Would we know that?
Only one of them was original. She did 4 of them were covers.
Right.
Three of them were covers and one was an original song. But
okay.
It looks like she's got a bit of good things, despite what Vicky seems to think. You know?
Yeah, good.
I see your cynicism from over here.
That's okay. There's a lot of things I do not know. That's why I like to sit in on the show.
I love it. And just one last thing. Susan Boyle is actually, she wants to make a movie about herself. And she wants George Clooney to play her manager.
Wow.
Susan Boyle is the
UK singer who did Britain's Got Talent. She sang I Dreamed a Dream.
Right, and who was quite a surprise.
She didn't actually win, but she ended up selling millions. She's done heaps of albums.
Yeah, she does a lot of Christmas stuff.
That's true, she does too.
Yeah, she brings out Christmas albums and sings all the carols and,
Is she that lady that was a bit older?
It was.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her life
to
be very... Yeah, I can't believe it. She's making a movie out of herself. I don't really know what she's done, but I actually want to ask you guys a question. Mm. Who would play you in a movie? It could be based on looks. It can be based on character.
I think Kathy Bates could play me.
I'm going to say based on looks, I would get Mila Kunis, and that's only because I would watch her.
I was thinking Michelle Rodriguez.
For me.
And that's a compliment.
That is a great compliment.
She's
I'll
very
take
sexy.
That Latina compliment.
What about you, Em?
I get told I look a bit like Asher Keddie.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I used to get told I look like Joel Edgerton, and now I get told I look like Philip Seymour Hoffman. This is the part where they all say, no, that's not true.
Gosh.
I mean, nothing. No, you don't look like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, on that note, I'm going
totally
to leave.
I can totally see Joel Edgerton.
Joel Edgerton, yes.
Yeah.
I'll take Tom Hardy as well. And
I can also, in some lights, maybe see a bit of Matt Damon.
Oh, my first ex said I look like Matt Damon.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't see no Matt Damon.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just gonna.
All I see is Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm sorry, Ed. Ed, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure.
always.
We have we got this coming up right now.
There's a bear in there and a chair as well. And stories to tell. Open wide, come inside. It's gay school.
Whoa, sorry. I'm sorry. I was really late on coming in right there.
Just before we do kick off into Gay School, we have got a couple more messages. Jacob's message in saying, hey guys, Ricky Martin is playing the role of Shay in the Broadway production of Evita. He was amazing and still totally
really?
Hot. Saw it last month. Yeah, apparently from Jacob. And Tristan's message in saying, I'm loving your show, listening to you. Thanks, Tristan. Love the messages.
Love the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just say if anyone else wants to tell us anything lovely or otherwise, we'll still read it out.
Yeah,
you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
It's exciting reading those messages.
It is. It pumps me
up. It's like opening my letterbox.
I know. And like actually getting letters. Do you remember when you used to get letters?
I had pen pal days, yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Rather than opening mail now and then just being bills.
So. Yeah. I hate that. They lure you in with a nice envelope and
Yep.
Who typed my name?
So anyway, on to gay school, you guys. Yep. Quite an interesting thing. There's some further research happening at the moment. A whole lot of stats have come out. Apparently, lesbians and bisexual women are more likely to binge drink in Australia than straight women. Apparently, this latest research has found that LGBTQ, identifying people, drink 55% more than 11% of women in the wider community to the extent that they put themselves at a lifetime risk of alcohol-related diseases and injury. So Melbourne University is running some more research into this to try and find out why lesbians and bisexual women are more likely to binge drink to such an extent that it causes self-harm. There are theories at the moment that it's kind of to do with sort of internalized homophobia or external homophobia that they may be facing in the community, but they don't actually know specifically why. So I think that's quite interesting.
It's really interesting. Mm. And look, just to add on to that, look, there's a global drug survey to rank Australia's drug and alcohol use. Drug and alcohol treatments are actually on the rise in Australia, and this is what new research has shown. And but little real-time information is available about how and why and what drugs mainstream Australia is using. So Fairfax Media is actually partnering with the global drug survey created by Adam Winstock, who is a consultant addiction psychiatrist and researcher who's based in London. He's helping to create the largest and most up-to-date snapshot of drug and alcohol use in Australia. Dr. Winstock has said last year's survey, which 15,000 people filled out globally, including 500 from Australia, showed that for many, drug use was characterized by confusion and dishonesty. He said people are appalling at knowing how their drug use compares to other people. And his favorite statistic from last year was 20% of people who are alcohol dependent using the World Health Organization screening tool thought their drinking was average or less. And this survey is launched in Australia, and it's also running in the US and the UK. And Dr. Winstock said he created the project to capture a broader snapshot of drug use than is usually available, because most governments are interested in drug use patterns among the sickest and most disadvantaged, but that only represents a fraction of the people who use drugs and alcohol.
And you think they might have an excessive use of it as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people would maybe not think that it's an issue or maybe deny it.
Yeah.
Mm. And especially if you're in an environment where it's quite constant. Acceptable. because it normalizes it.
Yeah, exactly.
The WA Greens have pushed for marriage. The marriage equality legislation was introduced into Western Australian Parliament last week, making it the sixth state and territory to do so. WA Greens MP Lynn McLaren introduced the marriage equality bill into the upper house, but debate on the bill is not expected until next year when WA Parliament resumes. She first announced her intention to introduce the bill in September. McLaren told Parliament she hoped someday soon Australians would wonder what all the fuss was about. Same-sex marriage was about. So he said the bill would allow WA couples to have a certificate to prove their relationship rights if and when they were challenged. So Tasmania, the ACT, South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales and WA have all had marriage equality bills in their parliaments.
That
was
awesome.
Really bad on my behalf.
No,
it wasn't bad.
I just got sidetracked.
But the thing is, like talking about how ridiculous it's going to be when everything is passed. In the 70s, there were protests against interracial couples. Like if an Indigenous person wanted to marry a white Australian, that was a big taboo.
That was frowned upon.
Mm. And that was
illegal.
Oh yeah, it was illegal.
Mm-hmm. More than frowned upon.
Hey, just before we go really quickly, I just want to say that on Friday morning it was World AIDS Day and there was a condom-shaped jumping castle in Federation Square and it was set up by a group of people. The acronym is YEAH. They're called Youth Empowerment Against HIV and AIDS. So they're young people, young Australians who are uniting together to try and raise awareness about HIV and AIDS, which I think is really great. Like there's a lot about that going on in the community at the moment. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time it's sort of general community involvement. I think it's really fantastic to have like such a young group doing
quirky
things.
Like,
that was one way.
That'll grab anybody's attention. So that was a really good marketing tactic there.
Yeah, for sure.
I totally agree. Because like that'd be the best way to like make it sink into someone's head, turn it into a jumping castle.
I think it's hilarious. and so good. So if anyone wants to find out more info about that, they can go to www.redaware.org.au. So REDAWARE.
We've actually run out of time tonight, guys, but stick around for Femme Fatale, which are coming up at 8.
We love those guys.
Oh, they're really, really nice as well. I like the nice girls.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Joy 94.9 podcast for Generation Next. News, views, and opinions from the queer youth of today. The Generation Next podcast is presented to you with thanks to Joy sponsor, Equal Play.
I'm Jason Ball.
And I'm Gus Johnston.
Sport has been a massive part of our lives.
But for all the highs, sport can also be complex and at times pretty tough for those in the GLBTI community.
The Equal Play study is an opportunity to change all this. We're calling on people aged 14 to 23 who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse to share their experiences in sport and PE. Participate now at facebook.com/equalplay.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.